Hello, you're listening to YCFM. Online at ycfm.co.uk and across the YCF Festival site and beyond on 87.9 FM. In a moment, we'll meet Peter Cooper, one half of the original founders of the festival, Andre Frank, husband of hugely missed Jenny Frank, MBE, godmother, powerhouse and queen of the Young Carers Festival, along with young people who've grown up with the event. We'll hear their stories of how this weekend has impacted and changed their lives. First though, in the summer of 2020, I caught up with Jenny to find out a little more about her work, which led to a hidden army of young carers worldwide being finally recognised and given the first steps towards support they so desperately lacked.
Well, I first thought about children and families that might be caring when I was asked to do a small piece of research by Winchester City Council looking at the impacts that having a disabled sibling may have on brothers and sisters in the family. And so this was a very small piece of work, but it grew very rapidly. It soon became very aware that not only were children in families where there was a disabled sibling impacted, but also those that had parents with a disability or an illness. I have a daughter with a learning disability, and at our annual review, a far-sighted social worker asked how the rest of the family were. So that's what it grew out of.
And it was one of those moments of realisation, I guess, for you, for the family and for the authorities.
Yes. So often the focus is on the person that's needing the care, and the impact on the family and the caring responsibilities of the family are often invisible or forgotten. The small piece of research was published in 1995. A small piece of funding found by Hampshire County Council, because having spoken to these young people who opened their hearts to me, I felt that they needed support. So a small piece of money was found to start one of the first young carer projects in the country, which was Winchester Young Carers. It was groundbreaking work, and the young people were just amazing in opening their hearts. And it gathered a lot of media interest, which then helped it to grow across the rest of the country.
What would you say has been your biggest achievement in the last 30 years of working with young carers?
What I'd like to say too, if that's okay.
Yeah, sure.
So I think the first one was being privileged to enable young carers to have a voice. And always it's their voices that count. And we've done that in a number of ways, in straightforward consultations, but also in setting up the Young Carers Festival. But the other biggest achievement, very much with the voices of the young people and the young people beside me, is going to meet government ministers way back in 2012, 2013, which resulted in the passing of the CARE Act in 2014, which included meeting the needs of young carers and the whole family approach.
Tell me a little bit about the Young Carers Festival. It's something that you launched with Peter Cooper and the YMCA at Fairthorne Manor, and it kind of snowballed from the initial inception, didn't it?
Yes, we had Peter Cooper from YMCA Fairthorne Manor at the time and myself at the Children's Society. We'd been running small group activities at Fairthorne Manor for young carers, and we wondered if young carers living in Yorkshire or Cornwall or Birmingham were experiencing the same issues or if they might be different. So we thought that we would have a consultation weekend to get, let's say, 100 young carers together to see if the issues were the same across the country. consultation sounded boring, so we decided that the young people might like to have a festival so they could have downtime and celebrate as well as having their views heard. So we anticipated to have about 100 turn up, and the first festival was over 600 young people coming along for the weekend.
And what was the outcome of that festival and the voice that they suddenly had? What did you find out about young carers?
That our thoughts were correct, and that no matter where you live, the feelings and the impact were the same. And so pretty rapidly we decided that the festival was an excellent way of reaching these young people so that their voices could influence change, but also to give them a fun weekend. And so Young Carers Festival annually was born.
There's Jenny Frank speaking in 2020 about the Young Carers Festival. Before we meet Andre Frank, who you'll have seen on stage at the Young Carers Festival last night, we'll speak to Peter Cooper, who was instrumental with Jenny in creating this festival. Tell me about that first year. Tell me about what happened and how the madness that is became what it happens to be today.
Oh, afternoon, Grant. Lovely to see you. So that first year, well, that conversation happened about 50 feet from where we're standing now under a beautiful oak tree over there. We had worked with Jenny with that group of young carers from Winchester a few years previously. And we'd use this place to be a place for them to come and have fun, but also to tell us about their lives. And that message was, it was actually broadcast was picked up in a piece which was made by Meridian TV, and that was broadcast and sent to schools, and it was great, it was fantastic. And then she came back and said, you know, the government, they need more evidence. You know, if they're going to support us, they need more evidence. So, and she came with that concept of a conference, and together we spoke about that, and we thought, you know, these kids are giving up so much during their daily lives. Is the conference the right format? And so we kind of together we sort of said, well, let's have a festival. Jenny was after 100, and I said, well, you know, we could accommodate, is there more? Because if there's more, let's have them.
But did you know that there was more than 100 at that time, or was it just a suspicion that there could be these young people?
Yeah, well, I suppose, I mean, because the young carers had yet to be defined or were being defined at that time, you listen to that initial 10 we had in 1995 who came here for one day, you listen to their stories, and then you think, well, if 10 from here are saying this, multiply that. So yeah, we did, but we didn't quite know the scale, and we didn't know we'd get over 600, and in fact we got 649, because that number is cemented in my memory forever.
And from that first gathering, that first festival, it snowballed into what it is today. Did you ever imagine that we would be here nearly, what, 24 years later?
Well, I've got to tell you a story, and don't tell anybody else, obviously, but there's this magic moment, the euphoric moment at the end of the first festival, which, you know, it went so, so well. It was just brilliant. And they were all up here on the front lawn, screaming and shouting, just about to go to all parts of the country, you know, go home. And together, the YMCA and the Children's Society had run this event. And I said some closing words. And one of the things I said was, I gave out a big shout, so who's coming back next year? And there was this roar of, yeah! And with that, the colleagues from the Children's Society, apart from Jenny, all looked at each other and went, oh my goodness, what has he just said? Because never was it supposed to be more than this one event. And Jenny was there smiling, oh, brilliant, you know. And suddenly it dawned on the powers that be at the Children's Society that we might have to talk about this because, you know, we've made a commitment. And we, yeah, sure. And so we went to the Children's Society delegation from here, met their delegation in London, sat there. Max Alexander, a fantastic photographer, was with us, told, you know, had the pictures, had the story to tell. And from that moment on, we had the kind of, not that we needed permission, we'd have done it anyway, but the kind of, you know, the coalition was formed at that point.
that is what the festival is about. There's a lot of stories that come out of this weekend, and you've got so many to tell about young people. Last night you told us the story about the young person who was so upset that there was all of these other children here.
Yeah.
But yet he didn't realise that they were all in the same situation.
Yeah, yeah. The moment, you know, you told me it was just about young carers, who are that lot? Yeah, it's a very powerful moment, you know. I think I have probably one memory from every year which just sticks, and that was from that very first year. That just, you know, that floored me. It's brilliant.
It's one of those special moments. Jenny was a very, very special lady, and joining us in the studio is Andre.
Greetings.
Hello and welcome to the Young Carers Festival. It's kind of your second job, really, dealing with everything that Jenny brought to the table here at the festival and at home, and doing such a fantastic thing for young carers. What are your memories of day one when she came home and said, Andre, right, we've got this festival idea? What happened in the household?
Well, there was some discussion before that, and in fact, our daughter Jessica had a discussion with Jenny, and Jessica was a young carer looking or helping to look after a special needs sister. And one of the ideas that Jessie had was, wouldn't it be great to have an opportunity to mix with other young carers and be able to exchange ideas, experiences, get support, and also have a good time? So that fed into the discussions that Jenny had with Peter. Jenny was also involved in a number of other initiatives prior to that. So she was running a sort of play scheme for the special educational needs children, SNAPS. And in fact, that, Peter, that's where you first came across her.
Yeah, I was on the committee. She was one of those people who drew people into these causes.
I know, she drew me into marrying her in 1981. But that is another story for another event. So all these activities were taking place. The major piece of work she produced regarding young carers was in 95. And come the immediate period before 2000, the time of the first festival, there had been a lot of preparatory work, a lot of ideas, and it all coalesced, all gelled. Now, another dimension which came out during that first festival, and I think Peter alluded to it already, Jenny had discussions at policy levels. She'd been sort of talking to people in government, local authorities, other charities. So there was this understanding of the requirements of the support that would help the success of this festival.
So a lot of this was born out of personal experience and the experiences of your own family in young carers and looking after children and siblings with disabilities that had an impact on everybody's life.
Yes, it was. And it goes even further back, because in 1987, she wrote a paper on the impact of special needs children in military families, and highlighted the problems, highlighted the reluctance of people in the military to declare the fact they had special needs children. And that led to significant developments and changes and improvements. So there was this track record and understanding of the wider picture.
So we've, over the last 30 years, had legislation and changes, and Jenny was instrumental in bringing in the Children and Families Act, and Melissa and Charlie were at those talks. What happened? Because, you know, you go up to government, you go to Parliament, you talk to all of these politicians with this powerhouse called Jenny Frank. What was it like?
You just said what you thought. She always encouraged us to speak and say and use our own experiences to inform these decisions. And then we could go to speak to MPs about it, speak at the festival. And then suddenly she was like, yeah, we're changing the law. So that happened.
Yeah, Melissa's summarised it really well there, but we've always, as a group of young carers attending those events, been told, you know, we always ask the really difficult questions, putting people on the spot, but that all came from Jenny. That was her encouragement, that was her teaching us how to do it, and she brought a feeling to the room of, you can do anything, and we are going to prove that.
It was instrumental in changing, and you heard it in the interview with Jenny from a few years ago. It's the whole family approach. What does that actually mean, though?
It means that when a doctor, a school, someone identifies a person potentially with special needs or has may need some extra caring, that they don't just look at that person and their own needs. It means they look at the whole family. So if they're siblings, they ask, are these siblings doing extra care work? Is my son or daughter doing this extra care work? Are these people around doing things that are potentially out of the norm? How do we then support them?
There were parts of the interview that I just couldn't use. There was so much great stuff in there. And Jenny was talking about stigma and people being afraid to come forward 25 years ago. And that's completely changed now, hasn't it?
It has, to a certain extent. There are obviously some cultures, there's some people who are scared. They don't know what's going to happen. What if social services get involved? What if people think there's like... The thing is, there's bullies out there, and young people know that. And so it can be really scary in school to say, I can't go out because my family don't have the money, because my parents can't work because they're disabled. It all leads to one another thing. So kids don't necessarily always speak out because they don't know the consequences. It's really difficult.
But the consequences are... You'll get support, you'll get some help where it's needed and when it's needed, and don't be afraid.
Yeah, I mean, they know now that a lot of places know now there's support. Not every school has that support, but the Children's Society, the Young Carers in Schools programme, which at this festival was started because of what was said here, means a lot. I mean, I think Charlie and I were both at the launch of that as well.
Yeah, no, we were, us and a number of other young carers. But yeah, I think... Far from people being scared so much now, there's still the issue of not realising that they're a young carer. And I suppose there it's about building in that knowledge for young people as well to be able to identify themselves. But services of what a young carer is, I mean, alongside the whole family approach, I remember Jenny's argument for the idea of there being no wrong door. Adult services should be referring for young carers' work just the same as children's services. It didn't matter if you were supporting the parent, the sibling, or the young carer, you should be involved.
If I could add to that, that was a part of her sort of holistic approach, understanding of the connectivity. And what is interesting, she has always pushed the ability of young carers to put their points across. And she was such a strong advocate of using the all-party parliamentary groups to do that. And only a few months ago, I attended one of those meetings looking at the covenant, the Young Carers Covenant event. And I was so impressed by the confidence of the young carers there, their ability to talk to very senior parliamentary members across all parties and to put their case across. And I found that very, very impressive. And that was part, I think, a very definite and a very remarkable achievement that she had, to be able to put that in place and have that culture and the confidence to go and fight the cause.
Now, it is always changing. There's always something happening. There's always a new piece of legislation born out of what happens here. And you've been working towards a new charter with the Commonwealth, Andre. What's that about? First of all, what is a charter? And how is that going to help young carers, not just here, but worldwide?
Well, this is aimed to be across the Commonwealth. And that was one of the final bits of activity that Jenny was involved with. Involved with David Jones, who'd been working and pushing for that as well for a number of years. And he was representing the Commonwealth Organisation of Social Work, so he was approaching from that direction, working very strongly
very, very strongly with Jenny. And a charter is a document of values and aspirations which unite the Commonwealth. So they're buying in. They are recognising young carers. I mean, some of these countries have been very active for a number of years already. And this passes it in a much wider community across the whole Commonwealth, 56 nations in all. The initial sign-up has taken place. The final agreement, heads of state agreement, will take place in October of this year, towards the end of October, in Samoa.
Now, we are international as a festival, and Peter, you can tell us a bit about the outreach we've done with all of the countries that have been involved from here at Fairthorne Manor.
Yeah, so, I mean, to my knowledge, there's a Young Carers Festival in Australia, and the connection there was a young person who was a GAP volunteer on their GAP year here, that very first Young Carers Festival. She was a young carer. She came here to the very first one, went straight back and started speaking to people in Australia. And I know Jenny followed behind and did lots of work. Wales, a bit closer to home, Scotland. You know, absolutely fantastic that these events are happening across the nation. Just to put into context the distance we have travelled, when Jenny first went to those corridors of power, knocking the doors, she'd knock at health, and health would say, "Oh, it's all very well, but that's an education issue." Knock on the education's door, that's all very well, that's a social care issue. And that kind of going round in circles with nobody picking up. And what she actually achieved in those early years, with the help of the festivals, the evidence, was to say, this is across all your departments. You need to work together for these young people, not just passers on.
And that's what formed the basis of this holistic whole person, absolutely, whole company, whole organisational approach, and to incorporate the whole family. Andre, it's been a fantastic legacy, but what is the future, do you think?
Well, I think, as I said last night, there is still more to be done. This will continue for many a year, and it is a joy to see the atmosphere, to feel the atmosphere again. I've been to about 21 festivals as a volunteer, so it's always great to feel that passion, that atmosphere. And I said last night, be part of the solution, make this your legacy as well.
Speaking of legacy and memories, specifically of years gone by, James is here from Crossroads. You'll recognise the voice.
Yeah, hello.
And you've been coming for maybe 15 or 16 years or something?
No, it's more than that. My first festival was when I was 13, so this will be my 20th year.
It's been going on for some time, so you've almost been here from the very beginning.
Near enough, yeah, I believe. And also, I want to say some lovely words said about Jenny, and what she's done for young carers is incredible, so I'd like to say thank you to her and what she's done, because that will be her legacy forever, and it's hopefully it will continue forever, and it's incredible, like we've all just said, when we look out there and see everyone enjoying themselves, it is just amazing.
How's this weekend impacted your life?
Well, like I say, from the first year when I was 13, I remember coming here, meeting people that were young carers like myself, younger, older, and just relaxing all weekend, doing all these amazing activities, and just relaxing, and just, it was amazing, and staying in touch as well. We'd stay in touch when we got back. I'm still in touch with them now, some of them, which is crazy. But my more fonder memories of when is when I've been a leader. Like seeing them come out their shells, seeing them being a bit nervous to come. You know, I'm not sure. I'm leaving parents at home, siblings at home. Not quite sure about that. I'm really worried. And then getting here and realising how amazing it is, and just coming out their shell, laughing, joking, getting involved in all the activities, and coming home and going, wow, that was incredible. That's changed my life. It's changed the way I look at young carers and my role as a young carer. And again, that boils down to what Jenny did, which it just speaks volumes.
The whole weekend is, like you say, about communicating, learning, growing, and finding new experiences. What's the thing that you hear year after year after year from the young people that it was their first experience?
I think like the freedom, the empowerment you said, I think, last night on the stage, it just gives them that. The stuff they don't get to do at home because of their responsibilities, their amazing responsibilities they do, they get to come here and just switch off and just make friends, and they just can't believe that is actually, they're able to do that because they can't do it at home. And it's it actually makes me a little bit emotional thinking about it, because it's why we do our job and why the volunteers come and help out, because seeing them after a day, after the weekend, being so happy and being themselves, just like, sometimes around our camp and I'm just smiling, just looking around, seeing everyone laughing and joking, and it really does make my year. It's my favourite weekend of the year, you can't say it enough. It is just an incredible weekend.
We've heard from YCF past, now let's look at YCF future. This is Kira, and this is your first festival. What were you expecting before you came here this weekend?
I actually really don't know. It's like, I guess I obviously expected freedom, but it was like, never been here before. I didn't actually have any clue what to expect. I'd never heard of it, for that fact. So it was like, got here and it was very overwhelming with choice.
There's a lot to do. There's a lot to get involved with. Now you've heard the story of how it began nearly 25 years ago, what do you think should happen in the future, both for the festival and as being a young carer?
Well, for the festival, I believe it could obviously... I hate to say it, but like, there's obviously ways to improve.
Change and make things good. That's what we want to hear. It's about discussion.
You've got to keep up with things and people and all of that, like, pop culture in a way. You've got to keep up. And it's... I hate to say it, but some of the music.
Oh, okay. Typical. What's the future in terms of keeping the festival going and the message that we're giving out?
It would definitely be, obviously, keeping it going would be getting the message out about young carers, about what they do, about what we do. And obviously, sorry, I've been hitting that. But obviously, to keep it going, it would be, you have to keep pushing it out that we exist, this exists, this is important. You can't let it fade into the background, because once it does that, you're going to struggle to push it back to the front.
You spoke earlier off air about what you need as a young carer to make your life a bit easier. In terms of being able to provide more services to your loved one, the person that you care for, like at the pharmacy, for example.
Yeah.
Tell me a bit about that.
It was brought up to me by a girl who's here, Bailey. She came up with the idea of introducing a sort of ID card for young carers to go get the person they care for's prescription. Because you have to be 18 and they want all sorts of different IDs to pick it up, it'd probably make it easier for a young carer to be able to go and pick up the care for's prescription for them. Because I know for me, it definitely stresses my mum out, because she has to get someone to pick it up for her. And not all the time it happens like that.
It's one of those things that this festival is all about. It's all about conversation and learning and listening to young people. Andre's nodding along there and agreeing, I think, full-heartedly with everything saying.
Well, absolutely. I mean, that's been the situation right at the very beginning, to find out what were the problems. I mean, I have this copy of the report after the very first one, and what was interesting at the time, there were a number of key questions, and it says here, you asked the questions, you gave the answers. And the sort of questions were, what would make things easier for you and your family at home? Having more space, someone to help take care of my sister, etc., etc. And there were a number of solutions provided by the young carers as well, suggestions. So what you're saying, I think, is absolutely right, because from my own experience as well, pharmacies at the moment, there are some difficult times as regards to availability of medications. In some cases, pharmacies closing down, being able to go in and collect medication. So your idea, that's something that really needs to be taken on board. And developed after the festival, because the policy, I wouldn't call it necessarily a policy, but the ethos was, after every festival, those key elements would be taken and presented and something done about it. And they would be taken to either the political sector, you know, to the policy makers, or to those who were implementing policy and identifying problems. And as I said earlier, the legislation may be there, hopefully for every eventuality, but probably not. But it's making sure that that legal requirement is conformed to, and if not, developed further and refined. And therefore, we need to keep on pushing. And I think you are absolutely right. If the festival loses its direction, loses its credibility and relevance, then it'll be diminished. I'm not saying it will stop, but it will be diminished in what it does. And it's a case of balancing the fun, the integration, the exchange of ideas, and the making of long-term, life-changing relationships, as well as having a huge impact.
And I think you're completely, absolutely on the money. We need this festival to be the greatest gathering of young carers in the world, and it needs to continue in that way as well. I just want to finish really on some memories of the festival, and I've got a piece of Jenny with her greatest memory. I've got Jim down here. We'll talk to him a bit later on. I was going to bring you into the interview. You in your lovely Hawaiian outfit down there. We'll talk later. You've had your nails done and everything. See, this is a memory of young carers for me, is seeing Jim Hooper. 21 years you've been doing this. Every year he has his nails done, he has face painting on, a loud Hawaiian shirt. But, Peter, what's your greatest take-home from YCF?
I think for myself, it was about listening to the young carers, what they wanted for the next year. And some of those ideas were huge, and actually saying, how are we going to make this happen? You are standing in front of me behind that deck from one of those conversations. They said, you know, we'd like our own radio station. This is 25 years ago. I thought, okay, we'll do that. But how are we going to do that? A few weeks later, I met Chris Carnegie, and he just said, yeah, we could do that. And, you know, but when we drew people in to the festival, they came that first time, and they don't leave because they're just drawn into the power of it. And you and your colleagues have been here ever since. So some of my memories is about telling people about it and then seeing their reaction when they saw it for the first time.
Melissa, your biggest memory?
I would say talk about people that don't leave. Me and Charlie are one of those. biggest memory is probably making friends. Charlie and I live completely the opposite side of the country, but through Young Carers we've met and become best friends, and we talk all the time. We see each other every year, at least more than that, but just having those experiences together, like, nothing will ever change. We've got a really unique bond because we're both young carers. We both know what we've been through. I've got so many other friends, but there's a reason why me and Charlie always sit and chat to each other about certain things.
Charlie?
Yeah, I mean, all of that and more. As Peter said earlier, there are memories from every festival. One that sticks with me, showing the impact, and really proved to me that making sure that we kept that impact every year was really important, was a young girl a couple of years ago. The first day she was in tears, and we comforted her and made her feel better. On the Sunday she came up to me again and was in tears again, and I was really concerned. And I remember the sentence out of her mouth was, "I was crying when I arrived because I was scared and didn't have any friends. I'm crying again now because I don't want to leave." And I think that summarises it all. And just as Melissa said, you know, we make some of our best friends. But stronger than that, for many of us, we build a family here as well.
That's one of the two words that's been coming out this weekend. It's family and community. That's two really strong words. It is a community of young carers, and it is a family. James?
I think for me, it's you guys at YCFM. I think I remember being 13 and doing the football commentary for you in Euros and World Cups, and just, you know, going off with a pack and interviewing people, and that gave me a voice. And what it does now, it still gives young carers a voice, and it gives them a voice on airways. It's not just, you know, it's not just a microphone on a stage. It's worldwide. It's all over the world, and I think it's really integral to the Young Carers Festival. So as a memory, there's many, like we say, but that one sticks out as you guys giving everyone a voice.
Well, we'll leave the last words to Jenny, I think, and her biggest memory of the Young Carers Festival.
The lump in my throat every year when I see these young people come along, and it's not the Children's Society Festival or the YMCA's Festival, it's the young people's. They've made it their own, if that's... It's grown with them, and their voices have made it very special. And I suppose also the fact that their voices, because we invite politicians to come as guests to the festival, the Children's Commissioner, their voices have been heard in large numbers. Most years it's 1,500 young people there having a big loud say about what they want changed for them and their families. And so I think, you know, that's the high point, really, seeing them own the festival and have a voice.
Now, we've done the serious, let's do the silly. Andre came up to me earlier and said, there's one particular song I'd like to hear. Andre, tell me why we're playing this.
Well, it's bittersweet to a certain extent, because I certainly liked this song from the very first time I heard it. Jenny had other views, but I managed over the years to persuade her to like it, or at least to engage my passion for it.